Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batser with my good colleague, Charles Burton. He's in Canada. He lives in Ottawa. He's a member of the Synopsis Think Tank, but most importantly, he's the author of a new book, The Beaver and the Dragon, which comes as a revelation if I read the reviews in Canada consistently. A revelation to many thoughtful people who are aware that something funny has been going on for many years, and Ottawa hasn't been candid about it. But there are issues here that fell under the Trudeau government 9 years and now continue under Mr. Carney's government just starting. And they were there for Mr. Harper's government too, but there was a change in China from Hu Jintao, who was very much a party boss, but the apparatus was not militant. It was comprehensive. It was in denial. It was brutal, but it wasn't militant. It wasn't threatening its neighborhood. Xi Jinping's regime, now extended in the third five-year term, is militant and aggressive and invented the wolf warrior, which is a way of China being aggressive even without a gun in its hand. That aggression has been used against Canada consistently using the crude method of trade. But there are also other ways of using aggression, and there are three examples. One is Huawei, two is COVID-19, and three is the most recent, BYD. Charles, Huawei was an early-on signal that China did not mean to back off, and it wasn't going to apologize. It's going to extend its surveillance state globally. Canada reacted slowly. Why?
Well, I think it relates to the same issue of elite capture. You have the Chinese giving the impression that if Canada does not comply with the Chinese urging that Huawei should be installed into the Canadian telecommunications system, and primarily through sophisticated 5G technology, which incidentally is largely integrated in North America, so that the United States would also be under threat, that there would be grievous consequences. And I think that there are influential business elements within Canada who have naturally a lot of influence in government decision making, because they are the drivers of prosperity, who would have been urging the government not to, poke the bear, upset the Chinese by refusing China's demand that Huawei equipment should be installed throughout the Canadian system. I mean, these are companies, you know, Bombardier, that made the railway cars for the railway between Sichuan and Tibet. Or the sale of small airplanes or agricultural commodities, a very significant Canadian trade that the Chinese can readily use economic coercion and leverage to achieve its larger geostrategic purposes. And there's no question, well established by the United States, information relayed to Canada, that the Huawei 5G would be used for intelligence and data gathering, and also endangering telecommunications if there was conflict with China, such as a war over Taiwan or the South China Sea. So Canada was very late, as you said, to making the decision, I think, because Canada is more co-opted than Australia or Britain or the United States by agents of the Chinese regime who are able to influence Canadian government decision making. It would be hard for a Canadian politician to stand up to Huawei because of the consequences for them in their post-political career in terms of employment and other money-making opportunities. So it's a rather shameful past that Canada wasn't in the forefront of of telling the Chinese regime that we would not accept this technology and bearing any consequences that the regime might have wanted to rain down on us.
Mr. Trudeau, a pleasant young man, did not evidence that he wanted to confront China about Huawei, now about COVID-19. Again, there's nothing resolved here, I understand. Not going to commit us to one way or the other, but the questions remain open. Lab or bat cave? We don't have that answer yet, but we do have China at some point, an official statement saying that perhaps we understated the death rate in Wuhan by 50%. It was an emergency, and then the shrug of the shoulders. That's the closest so far we've come to the fact that China concealed information and continues to conceal information. Is that now something that is said in Ottawa openly, or are they still guarded about it, Charles?
I think they're still guarded about it. I mean, certainly at the time when the crisis broke out, when a reporter asked the Canadian Minister of Health, Patty Hajdu, about these allegations that China was fully aware of person-to-person transmission, but allowed people to fly out of Wuhan into Canada to visit family. She lashed out at the reporter, suggesting that this was an inappropriate question, and how could she question the Chinese regime in such a way? So this was pretty extreme. I think that Canada also had involvement with the Wuhan lab through the Winnipeg lab crisis, where two scientists of Chinese origin who were engaged in this form of research on Ebola and other viruses were expelled from the lab, accompanied out of the lab, but the government refused to provide information for why this was done. And it got to the point where the Speaker of the House of Commons was subject to potential legal action by the government for insisting that the documents relating to this matter be made public and to Parliament at least, and the government refusing to do so.
This is the Trudeau government, correct, Charles? Trudeau government.
Yes, that's correct, yes. So the relationship between the Winnipeg lab and the Wuhan lab was pretty strong, and there were researchers, we discovered subsequently, researchers of the People's Liberation Army who were in the Winnipeg lab, and also that some Chinese associated researchers were attempting to remove materials from the Winnipeg lab and take them back to China. They caught some of them. How many they didn't catch, we don't know. The researchers were never subject to a legal process, and now are back in China continuing their research under different names, as the Globe and Mail newspaper revealed. And to top it off, the PLA-associated researchers collaborated with China in producing a COVID vaccine, the CanSino vaccine. But when it came down to releasing the vaccine to Canada, the Chinese regime refused to provide the co-developed vaccine back to Canada. So it's certainly a very tangled tale, but Canada's potential complicity in the COVID disaster has not been fully explored because of the documents that might shed some light on it, still not released.
We need to mention BYD quickly because it's a repeat of Huawei. They want to dump their cars, subsidized EVs, on Canada, and Canada's resisting. Why? Part of it has to do with surveillance. Every BYD car is a listening post. We have access to all the metrics that are in your house and everyone's house. However, there's one more matter I want to add, because Charles attends it with a chapter, hostage diplomacy. Surely Ottawa has gleaned that China is an adversary and not a trading partner. Is that correct, Charles?
Yes. I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, the Canadian government came up with an Indo-Pacific policy statement in which it said that China is an increasingly disruptive force. Increasingly disruptive force was the language. I had suggested strategic competitor would have been better language. The Carney government has now redefined the relationship as strategic partner. And I must say, I take great exception to the idea that we could be a partner with such a regime. And I think this does not bode well for our future in terms of countering Chinese malign activities in Canada and using Canada as a base of subversion in North America.
Is there a voice or a series of voices who watch this development and comment on it to the Canadian people? Because the government is inconsistent with the facts over a great period of time. Is there someone saying these are the facts and so Canadians can make honest decisions?
Well, as you pointed out, I've published 200 opinion pieces in the Canadian media, of which 60 of the ones that are deemed to be relevant to contemporary circumstances are excerpted in the book. But no, the government doesn't seem to take much advice. They have done some, what one might say, performative measures. For example, in 2024, they enacted the equivalent of the U.S. FARA, called the Foreign Influence Transparency Act, which calls for a foreign influence commissioner to oversee a foreign influence registry where people who are recipients of benefits from a foreign state and involved in policy process should have to publicly declare this potential conflict of interest. They enacted this legislation, but now 2 years later, the foreign influence commissioner has not been appointed and the registry has not been set up. So one wonders why legislation was passed that the government is not prepared to implement. What are they worried about?
The book is The Beaver and the Dragon, How China Outmaneuvered Canada's Diplomacy, Security and Sovereignty by Charles Burton. When we come back, the Carney government is with us along with the Trump government. And what does that mean for China and relations going forward for North America? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.